Let us take a look at how we can provide feedback to students so that they learn more while doing specific problems. As an example, I take the Indo-European languages. I made a list of 9 languages, and 3 of these are not Indo-European. And I would like the students to identify the 3 and learn something in the process. Now, if you're curious, the 3 languages are Basque, Estonian, and Tamil. But if I ask students to select 3 from 9, that can be done in very many different ways. In fact, there are 84 ways of selecting 3 items from a set of 9 items. And that means that if there are 84 possible answers, I have to write 84 different responses, and that's too much. Instead, I divide the languages into groups of 3. And let's take a look at the first group. If a student answers Basque, that's correct. And he or she also gets information about the Basque language. And we can actually see here that the Basque is very, very different from other languages we know in Europe. The sentence, one of these languages is not Indo-European, becomes something incomprehensible in Basque. If the student answers Dutch, that is not correct because Dutch is an Indo-European language. In fact, it's Germanic. And if you take the sentence and translates it into Dutch, it's more understandable. And we recognize the word talen, or language, which is similar to English tale or tell. Greek is also not correct. Greek is a separate branch of the Indo-European family. If you translate the sentence into Greek, you can't read it because it's in Greek letters. But if you transcribe it, it becomes Mia apo aftes tis glossas den in Indo-Europeiki. And the word glossa, which means language in Greek, we also know from English, for instance, in the word glossary. So this shows how we can provide additional learning through feedback. And you can try it out for yourself on the next page. Thank you.